Good morning. You're listening to Central Wisconsin's 24-hour information station, WFHR. It's time now for the Morning Magazine.
Welcome, everyone, to Morning Magazine for this March 23rd, 2023, 10:05 on the clock, and you got your host, James J. Mailoff, here. At 10:30, we're going to welcome in Jackie Carantini, Human Development and Relationships Expert with UW Extension. Looking forward to talking with her. Right now, we have in studio our good friends from Family Natural Foods, and I have Stephen and Katrina written on here, but that's not correct, Stephen. That is not correct. Introduce our great guest.
Yeah, thanks, James. So, my name is Stephen Hittner, of course, and Katrina's usually here too, my sister. She was on the radio yesterday, and so Jamie came in today, and she said, hey, why don't we give Katrina, we kind of conspired, we said, let's give Katrina a break, you know?
Yeah.
She woke up early, she had to endure, you know, being on the radio with James.
Yes, that's a lot. I mean, people need at least 24 hours break from that, at least. That's what doctors recommend, at least.
I've seen those recommendations. Yeah, you go into the clinic and it says, you're in the radio with James for more than, you know, whatever. Yeah. I've seen the warnings, yep.
Jamie, I usually got to go to the store to see you. Great to have you in studio again. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for the nice welcome. It's good to be here.
So Jamie's great because we were just talking about community, and Jamie was a physical education teacher in Wisconsin Rapids for over 20 years. And with all that great dedication and work she did with you know, many generations of children in our community, she used her body a lot.
Yeah.
And so when folks come to the store, they come to Family Natural Foods, and they say, oh, I've got a little, you know, arthritis in my knee, or, you know, my back hurts, et cetera, et cetera. I usually say, well, I could help you, but I got somebody who has more life experience in this department. And that was why Katrina and I, well, and Jamie this morning, we were kind of talking and said, hey, why don't we have Jamie talk about something that she knows well, which is, you know, her body.
and what
you know, using your body over the years, which a lot of people do, you know, folks that worked at the mill for their whole life, various, you know, physical jobs, and even just people who have, like, you know, a lot of athletic hobbies, or maybe hereditary, you know, rheumatoid arthritis. You know, we all kind of come to a point where our body isn't doing what we want it to do, and so, you know, that's where natural medicine and stuff can really help people out.
I think if you're over the age of 10, you know what we're talking about. Like, you start feeling aches and pains pretty early in life, but you kind of roll through them, and adrenaline and youth gets you through a lot of it. And then at a certain point, you bend down to tie your shoes, and you're like, ah, why did my back hurt? I was just tying my shoelaces. Like, what's going on here and stuff? And you realize these things. I think that it's incredibly timely, too. We're getting to the tail end of winter. Hopefully, everybody knock on wood real quick. And with winter, we put a lot of strain on our bodies. Shoveling, doing winter activities, a lot of these things. And so many people are looking forward to spring, summer, want to be able to enjoy it to the fullest. Pain, inflammation can hold you back from those things. Jamie, I come into the family. At Family Natural Foods, I tell you about these aches and pains and some of the things I'm struggling with. What was one of the first things that you kind of do to help somebody find out what's the best for them?
Usually I'll ask them, you know, what they're doing when the pain occurs.
Yeah.
Usually it's movement, which if you don't move, you're going to find that you actually have a little bit more pain. Joints love to move. And I think a big part of the pain we all experience may not be just with aging, but also the inflammation that comes from the food that we eat. And I usually tell people, just stop eating sugar. And that usually, you know, I get them a Kleenex and they dry their eyes.
I don't want to give up sugar. I was almost tearing up just thinking about it.
But that really is a huge impact.
I had no idea, and I only started doing this about a year ago, trying to get more sugar out of my diet. And I thought, okay, well, this would be difficult. I love cereal, so it's going to be tough. I had no idea how much sugar was in, so many different things. I'm Italian. I love marinara. There's some sauces that put sugar in marinara sauce.
Ketchup, all sorts of weird things.
That drove me crazy. Like, I couldn't believe it. It's one of those things. I think that better. I'm not. I'm not trying to tell everybody in the world to stop using sugar, but what I think that the understanding of how much sugar you're taking in, it, that everybody could be better at, off at knowing.
It's so damaging. Mm. I mean, my season right now is jelly bean season.
I'm with you, Jamie. They're great.
I can't eat them. And yesterday I had a few jelly beans, and this morning I did my workout, and I could tell exactly where they went, right to my joints.
Wow.
But we have some really nice supplements that really have gotten me through. My ski season is on the down side of it.
You're on the downhill?
Nice. Oh, nicely done.
Practice that one.
Yeah, I was waiting for it.
It was good.
And last year, I actually started using a CBD THC gummy. Mm. And when people come into the store and I point them to this product, they're like, THC? Well, in the state of Wisconsin, we can sell a limited amount. Some people are worried that, you know, it'll show up in a drug test, and it may. My suggestion to them is to just get a different job.
Easier said than done.
I like what you're saying there, though, too.
Yeah, but when I took one of these gummies, I was able to ski for 4 hours pain-free. and hit a top speed of 43 miles an hour.
Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
And I was actually turning. It just wasn't bombing the hill. So,
I look forward to the day when we don't even you don't have to say that about the drug test and those kind of things. That this is such a used thing that when this does show up or something like that, there's an understanding of why it did. I see my mom and dad every day. And I love my parents like the sun. My mom and dad both have incredible hip pain right now and use a cane to get around and stuff. Mm-hmm. They're in constant pain. They don't go and see their grandkids as much and all these things. And they're both waiting on a surgery that they keep putting off and all this stuff. And I've been trying to convince them to give this a shot. This actually, in particular, what you're pointing out here and everything. Because I part of the thing, and I tell them this all the time, you take this. You try it, it doesn't work. There is no side effect necessarily. Yes. There is no, well, I do this and I'm going to get polka dots all on me or something like that. Like, no. This is one of those things, like, unlike the 99% of the medications that you have to be prescribed, where you hear side effects may include da 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 and all that and everything. Yeah. This is something that is it's safe. And I know that for some people out there, that may seem weird to hear when you hear the anagrams of THC or CBD or something like that. But more and more, we're getting the knowledge out there that this is not going to turn you into Cheech and Chong. This is not going to, you know, this is the whole point of all of this, is helping people with pain, helping people with cancer, getting an appetite. It's not to create more Cheech and Chongs. It's to help people with pain. We shouldn't have to fight people on this.
Yeah. And this is a different product, too, because it's within the legal limits in Wisconsin. It's on the higher end, but there's a synergy between CBD and THC that makes it much more effective, especially for things like pain. And so this isn't about feeling effects or going to parties or anything like that. This is about pain, and that's kind of where Katrina and I came down on it. We said, hey, we're a health food store. We're not a liquor store. We're not anything like that.
Right.
Our job is to help people with pain and inflammation. It's amazing how many people have come through and had remarkable results with this. Like your grandparents, I'd have them come in and talk to Jamie because, you know, she's I love it. People come in and she'll start talking about what her joints feel like if she doesn't take this and she goes skiing. Can you give them the?
So if I don't take my wonderful supplements, it feels like a razor blade factory bought a gravel pit behind my kneecaps. It's searing.
Yeah.
But
that's a great description, by the way.
It's a terrible description. Exactly.
I'm glad you don't feel it.
I say it's a great description because I can relate to it. You put to words exactly what I feel in my knees. Like, I know I'm not the only one.
We have to have a sample for you.
There you go.
I guarantee there's other people out there that was the perfect way to describe that for them too. And I'm with you guys. I hope people out there don't know it at all. all what you're talking about there. But if they do, we can't encourage you enough to head to Family Natural Foods. I do want to take a moment, though, Stephen, to tip my hat to you and Katrina and your team over there, because I do think it means something when you guys first started having these products in your store. You guys are an institution in this area. It means something when you take a stand like that, when you say, hey, this is about taking care of people, and we're going to stand by that. So I think that it's a little bit easier getting going forward here, but it wasn't for a long time, and you guys have been doing this for a long time, so I really admire that.
There's been a lot of problems in the country and in our community as well with prescription pain pills, the opioid crisis, as we know, extremely addicting and very damaging to families, people, communities. And so anything that we can do naturally, like you said, that has really no side effects and probably side benefits. I mean, we could talk about how this product, we're talking about for pain, which is certainly the topic we're talking about today, but some people have really great success with it for sleep or stress or other things. You know, we've had people, we've had customers that used it for their for their father, who had I think it was Parkinson's, and he had a hard time getting out of bed, tying his shoes. He started taking CBD, and he was able to get out of bed, put on his shoes himself, and then his sense of humor came back. And that's where I really knew there was a difference with something like CBD. And you know, they didn't come in and say, oh, he has all these benefits, but you know, he's also got a big ulcer, and like, you know, there was no side effects. Yeah. They didn't say like, this was great, but like, you know, it was like, this was great. And then they just kept coming in and buying it, you know, and kept coming back and telling us, you know, the same story, like, oh yeah, he told us this joke that he, you know, we haven't heard him, you know, kind of crack a joke like that for, you know, a number of years. So, you know, then CBD has been remarkable, but there's a lot of other things we've had, great success with, I guess let's go into rose hips, Jamie, because that's
my
favorite. Yeah, that's a pretty remarkable one, because you came in a while ago and you said, oh, my hip is just really funky.
Yeah, and I don't really have a lot of trouble with my hips, but all of a sudden it was catching, and I didn't know if it was muscular, and I was hoping it wasn't joint. And like the week before, this product came in, Rose Hip Joint Comfort with type 2 collagen. I'm like, I grabbed it off the shelf right away. I'm like, well, okay, I'll be the guinea pig. And I doubled up on it, and within 4 days, that catch in my hip was gone.
Wow.
And, you know, I felt like I was going to be okay, because with pain, constant pain, it chips away at your soul, and which is probably why we weren't getting jokes. Because it was just sad.
Yeah.
That consistent pain, it doesn't matter how great your pain threshold is, that wears you out. That takes away, and it pulls away from every little bit of your personality, of your character, of your all of those things. I see it every day. I don't see my mom and dad the way I should be seeing them in retirement.
Yeah, they need these.
Yeah.
And I was doing research on what type 2 collagen was, and I wasn't really finding the information I wanted, because I wanted to know so I could tell people what it was. And I called Terry Naturally, an awesome company, money back guarantee on anything that on their products. And I asked them what type 2 collagen was, and she kind of, I think it's a trade secret. she kind of beat around the bush, and she said, well, it's from chickens. I'm like, okay, thanks.
All right.
I'll go with that.
Yeah.
But it is a wonderful product, and I have found a lot of comfort.
Yeah.
I got to just throw in a little bit of information so people have an idea. This is a Terry Natural product. And like Jamie said, it has a money-back guarantee. So, you know, if you're like Jamie and you're like, hey, I want to try something, but I've tried a lot of stuff and nothing works, well, try this out. If it doesn't work, you bring your bottle back, your receipt back, we give you your money back. But additionally, I'll just give you a little bit of information on this product. So it said 75% of the participants in a study reported arthritis symptom relief, improved knee comfort and mobility, and less pain. Similarly, they said, even stronger relief plus an increase in joint space after 12 weeks of supplementation. So more space means the knee joint was actually recovering some of its original cushioning ability.
Wow.
So this was helping to rebuild that cushioning.
Wow.
Yeah, today was leg day for me in my weightlifting program, and I was able to do lunges. I was tentative because of past experience, but, man, it was good today.
Good on you. That's good to hear. That's really cool.
And I've been taking it for 4-5 weeks now.
Yeah.
Right on.
Yeah.
You know, we talk about pain quite a bit when we get together and stuff.
Sure.
And most of these things help you through pain or help you, you know, tolerate it or what have you. I haven't heard many times about things that help repurpose or regrow things.
Yeah.
That's really impressive to me.
To increase the cushioning, which, you know, that's really getting to the source of it.
Right.
And I think that's where Jamie's really good at helping customers when they come in, because she'll kind of say, like, hey, let's go after this pain right now today. And that's maybe where that CBD product comes in, or the relief.
Yeah.
We'll maybe talk about that next.
Yeah.
But then, like, also, like, let's help find something that helps rebuild that joint and kind of get to the source of the problem, too. And I don't know, do you want to mention the relief? Because you use that one kind of like I would use it like a pain, like an aspirin, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And that this one has 30 milligrams of CBD and CBDA. I don't know about those. I mean, I do.
Yeah.
But we're not going to get into the science of it.
Mm-hmm.
Their additive in this is PEA. Again, the word is...
It's pretty hard
20 word letters long.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
And only one person's held me accountable on how to say that.
I'm not gonna do that to you.
Yeah.
But if I've had a hard day of skiing or, you know, working a long day at Family Natural Foods, I'll take one right before I go to bed, and it just helps to calm everything down. It's kind of like my Tylenol.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is better for my liver.
Yeah, for sure. And the PEA, I think there's a couple things. Like, I saw that it was good for people with, what did you found it that it was good for?
For MS. People with
yeah,
MS,
that's right.
It's, I was reading some studies, and the PEA has shown to help heal that myelin sheath. Oh. People with MS have that deteriorating, and nerves are just kind of bouncing all over the place. And this has been shown to help heal that.
Yeah.
There are so few things that they can recommend for people with MS. There are just not enough options, not enough things for relief. That alone, like, sign me up. Like, put that out there, give it to everybody. Like,
yeah.
And that's beyond impressive to me. That's really something.
PEA has a lot of research for pain and various things. It also has research for, what's it called? Fibromyalgia.
Mm.
Another thing that, you know, for the longest times, doctors say, oh, it's in your head.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they came up with the term fibromyalgia, and they still didn't know what to do with people.
Yeah.
And when I first heard about CBD and how it has these endocannabinoid points in the body, I said, that sounds a lot like pain points, which is a clinical description of fibromyalgia. These kind of, you know, pressure pain points. I was like, that sounds either like something like Chinese medicine, or it sounds like CBD, which I think both would work really well for something like fibromyalgia. And sure enough, customers who came in tried, you know, usually a pretty potent dose, a higher dose of CBD for things like fibromyalgia. They came back and they said, hey, this is working great. And I think that's, you know, the PEA is just one more thing that I think would really be add to. And that's why we love this relief formula, because it's adding the kind of that synergy of two things. So it's going at the pain in more than one direction.
Mm.
So people, I mean, just everybody gets results from that product.
We're speaking with Stephen and Jamie from Family Natural Foods, and I really appreciate the conversation. This is a really cool conversation to have, and I know we're going to help some people out with this one. Do you want to continue with this, or did you want to
get
to something?
Yeah, it's a good question, because when Jamie and I get talking about topics that we're passionate about, we probably aren't going to get through as much as we thought, but I should mention, since Katrina made me this nice list of, so she didn't come here, but she's here.
Yeah.
She's here on this piece of paper.
She's here in spirit.
No, it's great. She's keeping me on task. But So the CBD products that we're talking about from Plus CBD, they're all on sale this month. So this is a great time to come in. You can get any of the CBD products you've normally bought or you want to try some of these new ones. It's a great time. A number of Terry Natural products like Curamin, another pain, a great pain product that we've sold for years, still probably our top seller for pain. That's on sale this month as well. And then we have an update on garden seeds. It's it's getting inspiring out there. We have a lot of our garden seeds, maybe as much as half of our garden seeds in. I think by mid-April we'll have most everything in, but we're still waiting on stuff. But you can come in, you know, whatever we have is for sale and we're happy to help you with it. And I think let's see, was there any other things? Well, we could talk about sinus stuff. I think that might be a good topic just because we're still getting a lot of folks coming in with kind of sinus infections, allergy season starting. You want to get a head start on allergy season because that's the best way to get ahead of it is to start early. And the product we brought today is called Sinus Breakup. Do you want to give us a little description on that one, Jamie?
I also love Sinus Breakup. Thank you for the employee discount, by the way. it's you're supposed to put it in water and drink it with water, but I just put it right under my tongue, and it's very spicy. The first ingredient is horseradish.
So it's not hot spicy, not it's like just, cayenne pepper or anything like that. It's like open your sinuses kind of spicy.
And it works immediately. And if you don't, I mean, you definitely could lessen the taste by adding it to a little warm water or then make a little tea, but I just like instant.
Yeah, if you like the real impact, you do it that way.
Be bold.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah, and there's garlic, there's cayenne, there's some licorice root, boneset, which is an amazing plant that grows around here and it has been shown to help with immune boosting and cold and flu.
Cool.
Yeah. Love this stuff.
Great one, especially like you said, this time of year, very similar to the immune or to aches and pains and a lot of these things. You're gonna have those sniffles a little bit here and there as they kind of as we get ready for real spring. Not the technical spring, but real spring when it actually gets nice out and everything. You want to be able to breathe and take in all those smells and feelings of spring and summer. It's a great one for you to be able to do that.
We
got a little bit of time here. Did you want to go back to any of these other the pain products?
Yeah,
did you
want
to spend a little more time on that?
Which is there any other ones? Do you want to get into topical? Do you want to get into?
Yeah, you know, sometimes when you tweak a muscle or twist a joint, because the other season that's coming up is pickleball season. We have a lot of nice topical pain relief salves. Tea relief is one that I've used for so long, and I love it because it doesn't get hot, it doesn't get cold, it has a very mild scent. It just works. It's really nice.
Yeah, it's remarkable stuff.
Yeah.
The a lot of time, and I noticed with some of those roll-on or some of those kind of things, that the smell can bother people or that kind of thing. It sounds like that's not really an issue with that.
Yeah, and I used to be in contact with the company, and the gal that I was working with, she also said that for migraine headaches, put it on your fingertips and then massage it into your scalp.
Really?
And your headache, be it migraine or you know, just...
Yeah.
I deal with migraines like every other day. I would definitely like...
One for half price.
Writing this one down. Tea relief, arnica. Okay, yeah. That sounds like
And especially with migraines, usually people are very sensitive to smells when that is coming on. So that's why I really liked it, because it doesn't have a lot of scent.
It's a really interesting note there. Thank you, Jamie. Yeah. That's very helpful. I know people deal with, even if they don't deal with them on a consistent basis, the migraine thing can tend to be an issue for people. If you get one, you tend to get them from time to time and stuff. Yeah. So that's a nice help right there. And it's also nice to cover the gamut of pain. And not just with the different types of pain we have, which I think you guys have both done a really good job of covering that whole...
I think we'll call this the arsenal.
Yes, I like that, the arsenal. Yeah. I like that. I also love that, you know, we were talking about over-the-counter medications and stuff and things that you're diagnosed or are things that you're given as a prescription.
Sure.
Most of the time, the doctor is going to tell you, just make the prescription. At Family Natural Foods, you're going in and you're getting options. You're getting a chance to choose yourself. Like, do you like taking a pill more? Do you like a cream? What kind of pain are you having? They're going to talk you this. I'm not saying, I don't mean to talk bad about doctors or anything like that. That's their job. That's what they do. But when you go to a Family of Natural Foods, when you attack your pain this way, when you play offense on this stuff, you are getting more options. And I know for a fact, so many people out there, that's what they're looking for from, you know, when it comes to anything involving the medical world. They want options. They want to be able to choose a little bit more of like, hey, what I'm putting into my body. If a cream works better on me, do you have a cream? Do you have a pill that works better? Yeah. Like, you got options with that.
And then, going back to what I said in the beginning, movement helps with pain. If you can hit the pain with a topical and get yourself out the door, take a walk.
You'll get feeling better.
You will feel better.
I think that was one of the more helpful things in a very helpful interview that we heard today, Jamie, is that I think a lot of people think, well, my hip is hurting. I'm not going to move. It makes it worse. You want to get that hip moving a little bit, get that blood pressure going and stuff, those muscles moving. That's what the body wants. Yeah. Really fun interview, you guys. Thank you so much. I appreciate the time from both of you. And, of course, everything you guys put into the community. Thank you so much. Say hi to the rest of the staff over there for me.
Yeah, we will. And, remember, we've got a few of these products, the CBD sale going on to the end of the month, Curemin from Terry Naturally. And we've got a couple speakers coming up in April and end of May.
Cool.
Some big ones. So nice. Stay tuned for our next visit here.
We'll be previewing that the next time you guys join us. Looking forward to it. Now, of course, encourage you to check out their website, familynaturalfood.com. It's all one word, familynaturalfood.com. Be sure to bookmark that page. Follow them on Instagram, Facebook. It's a great follow. You will not be disappointed. Again, thanks for the time, you guys. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
We'll take a break. We'll come back. Jackie Carantini joining us here on Morning Magazine at WFHR, locally grown radio.